Good morning. Let us be still for a moment. Remind ourselves we're going to be receptive and listening. Listening to the Father within, so that we may receive what we are intended to receive. From this book, The Art of Spiritual Healing, by Joel S. Goldsmith, from this chapter, Chapter 3, One Power, from this talk, which begins now. To understand the nature of God is to understand the principle of spiritual healing. Now that's pretty important. To understand the nature of God is to understand the principle of spiritual healing. So this should make you want to run to your books and tapes and study the nature of God so that you can find that principle of spiritual healing. He says, is it the nature of God to heal disease? Do you really believe that? Most of the people in the world believe that God works through doctors to heal them. But according to statistics, God was not doing too satisfactory a job of that before this century, was he? 100 years ago, people were dying daily of diseases which today are healed in 24 hours. Why? Did God want them to die? God never has had pleasure in our dying. And furthermore, God has never been responsible for our dying. Now, as you may know, I recently had my son-in-law who got into the shower, came out, sat in his chair, leaned back, and died. Now, who's responsible for that? Some of the people surrounding this have said, well, God must have wanted him up there. God must have needed him. That means God was responsible. But here, Joel says, God has never been responsible for our dying. So all such remarks are in error, aren't they? Does God have anything to do with a person's being diseased? What does God have to do with healing him? There must be another principle instead involved in healing. And what is it? Okay, he's going to talk in this chapter. Every time you hear the word principle, let your ears perk up. Something is being revealed. So far, he's already said, to understand the nature of God is to understand the principle of spiritual healing. And there must be another principle involved in healing. What is it? That principle is revealed through an understanding of the nature of God. Now there it is a second time. If you have the understanding of the nature of God, and that really means not the intellectual agreement on the nature of God. It means the conscious awareness of the nature of God. If you have the conscious awareness of the nature of God, then the principle of spiritual healing will be revealed to you. Disease is man-made. Man-created. Now that's a statement that bears contemplating. Disease is man-created. And only through man's developed spiritual consciousness will it be eradicated. Let's put this another way. Disease is mind created, and only through the conscious awareness of the nature of God will it be eradicated. And so the nature of God is becoming more and more important, isn't it? If you can grasp the significance and truth of that statement, you will realize, well, then the development of the spiritual consciousness is my responsibility, and you will be correct. And so the development of your ability to rest back and receive the conscious awareness of the nature of God is your responsibility. God has never empowered a disease to kill. So disease must be outside the creative, maintaining, and sustaining power of God, which means that it is without cause, without foundation, without law, without substance, without action. I believe it was last week he said, that he asked within, what did Christ mean as Father? And he received an answer. To him came creative principle. Creative principle is the Father within. And here he says, disease must be outside the creative, maintaining, and sustaining power or principle of God. Alright, so what do we know so far? So far we know that understanding the nature of God, what God is, the conscious awareness of God, of the presence of God, is the principle of spiritual healing. And that principle is revealed through an understanding of the nature of God. And we have diseases man or mind created. Only through your developed spiritual awareness will it be eradicated. God has never empowered a disease to kill. Therefore, disease must be outside that creative, maintaining, and sustaining principle called the Father. There is only one power, and that one is God, or that one is the creative principle of the universe. The belief that God is the power over something stems from our interpretation of the word power. God is power, that is true. But in order to understand God as power, it becomes necessary to change our concept of the meaning of the word power. One power means what it says. One power, and it leaves no room for any other powers over which that one power is to be exercised, to be used or applied. God is power. In fact, God is not only power, but the only power in the spiritual universe. That means that your conscious awareness of the nature of God, as you rest in that awareness, in that universe, God is the only power. Now, here's that word again. There is a principle of life that has given to numbers and musical notes their values. Who established this principle? Who maintains these principles? Who but God? God, who is the power of this universe, the creative, maintaining, and sustaining principle of this universe. God, who is the creative principle of this universe, maintaining and sustaining. So there it is again. What is God as Father? Asked Joel. And the Christ within him said, God is creative principle. And so he's using this a lot today. God is the power of this universe, the creative, maintaining, and sustaining principle of this universe. Can you use this God power? No. But you can bring yourself into accord with this power. You can bring yourself under the reign or government of this power. All right, here it comes again. God is not a great power which will do something to the negative powers of sin, disease, lack, and limitation. God is power only in the sense that God is the creative principle of this universe. But he has not given us the power to use him for our purposes. God is one power maintaining and sustaining his universe eternally, immortally, perfectly, harmoniously. When you begin to live from the standpoint of one power, the entire tenor of your experience is changed. All right, so now let's pause here for a minute. Again and again and again, he is saying, there's only one power, and it's the power of the Father. This creative principle of the universe. God is the creative principle of the universe, and everything else is that appears to you is mesmerism. Now, what's the creative principle of the universe? Well, I see it like this. If you've ever watched time-elapsed photography and watched a rose open up, you see a tightly closed rosebud. And slowly, depending on the speed of the photography you're watching, it opens silently. quietly. That flower opens. What is the power that makes that flower open? That I would term creative principle. What is the power that made you manifest? The same as the power behind that rose. Creative principle opened up as you. What is the power that spins the earth at just exactly the right speed so we don't all fall off? That which made it unfold in the beginning, that creative principle of the universe. And so there's only one power, the creative principle of the universe. Everything else appearing as power, whether it's wars, whether it's fire, whether it's bombs, whether it's disease, whether it's epidemics, whether it's inflation, all of that is not power. It's a misinterpretation of mesmerism. And he's going to tell you how it gets its power, its supposed power, how it gets what appears to be power. God is not a great power which will do something to the negative powers. God is power only in the sense that God is the creative principle of this universe. But he has not given us the power to use him for our purposes. God is one power maintaining and sustaining his universe eternally, immortally, perfectly, harmoniously. When you begin to live from that standpoint, the entire tenor of your experience is changed. However, there is always something which would attempt to destroy your peace, your health, or the harmony of your affairs. The spiritually illumined of all ages have learned that these things are not power, except insofar as they are given power by accepting them as powers, and then fearing or fighting them. Alright, so on the one hand you have God, the only power, the creative principle, opening as this universe, this spiritual universe. Joel says this is a spiritual universe, and I believe him. And sometimes I see it. I feel it. And on the other hand, you have these appearances that are scary. War going on in the country next to you and bombs going off. If you're close enough, you can feel them shake the earth. Well, it certainly feels like power. But he says right here, they are not power unless you give them power by accepting them as power and then fearing them or fighting them or resisting them, battling them. There is but one power, God. This is the secret known only to the mystical world, which is the spiritual universe. God is infinite power, and besides God, there is no other power. Well, is there power then in sin, disease, lack, limitation? Is there power in death, weather, climate, infection, or contagion? Go back over it again. God is infinite power. And now when I read that the first time, I went back over it again, and that's what we're going to do. Go back over it again. God is infinite power. There is a principle, a creative principle, which has given to numbers and musical notes their values. And who established this creative principle? Who maintains it? Who but God? God, who is the power of this universe, the creative principle, the maintaining and sustaining principle of this universe. That's God, the opening of the flower, the expressing of the notes of music, the expressing of the numbers, which go to infinity. So can you use that creative principle? Can you use that power? You. No. But you can bring yourself into accord with that power. You can bring yourself under the reign or government of that power. So you can't use the creative principle of the universe. But you can bring yourself into accord with the creative principle. You can bring yourself under the government of the creative principle. You can align yourself with the creative principle. The principle that opens the rose. The principle that spins the planets. The principle that expresses as numbers. Unlimited. The principle that expresses as music. The harmony of music. This power can use you. This power can flow in through and as you. So God is not a great power which will do something to the negative powers of disease, lack, and limitation. God is power only in the sense that God is the creative principle of this universe. But he has not given us that power to use him for our purposes. God is one power, maintaining and sustaining his universe eternally, immortally, perfectly, harmoniously. And when you begin to live from the standpoint of one power, the entire tenor of your experience is changed. And just for the heck of it, I looked up in the dictionary tenor. It says, from tenor to hold. Hence, properly, a holding on in a continued course. A state of holding on in a continuous course. A manner of continuity. A constant mode. So, when you begin to live from the standpoint of one power, the creative principle, the entire course or tenor of your experience is changed. Now, he says, there is always something which would attempt to destroy your peace, your health, or the harmony of your affairs. And the spiritually illumined of all ages have learned that these things are not power, except insofar as they are given power by accepting them as powers and then fearing or fighting them. Remember, you resist not If you fear or you fight, you are attached. You have entered the battle. The sides are joined. The Master, Christ Jesus, had no fear of any earthly power, because he knew that there is only one power, and that power is the creative principle of the universe, of the spiritual universe. And so when he looked at a leper who, to touch with your hand, was instantly to receive leprosy, he could look and see there's only the creative principle, my Father within. And he could touch, he could hug, he could embrace. And instead of the disease being transmitted, the creative principle was transmitted to the disease, and the disease disappeared, because the light revealed there is no darkness, only light. There is but one power, God. This is the secret known only to the mystical world. God is infinite power, and besides God there is no other power. Is there power then in sin, disease, lack, limitation, death, in weather, in climate, infection, or in contagion? Go back over it again. God is infinite power. Can there be power in sin, disease, lack, limitation, or death? Can there be, if God is the only power? Now remember, God is Father. If it is true that God is one, the only law there can be is the law of God. It eliminates laws of disease. Is there a law of disease if God is infinite law? The nature of God as one eliminates any such possibility. It eliminates laws of disease, laws of sin, laws of false appetite. If there is any law on earth, it must be the law of God. God's law must partake of the nature of God. And what is that nature but love, intelligence, and wisdom? God is love, infinite love. Can there then be any power in hate, in jealousy, or animosity? Can there be power in anything that is not of the nature of love? And so the more you contemplate the nature of this creative principle maintaining and sustaining its universe, the more you see that this creative principle is a principle of love. It's a principle of light. It's a principle of life. It's a principle of law, harmonious law. And take it within. Father, what is this creative principle? God is not a great power which will do something to the negative powers. Why, then, should you fear a law of disease, or an injury to the brain, or the movement of the stars, Why should you fear anything in heaven or on earth or in the waters beneath the earth? If there is but one power operating, then nothing else is power. Again, this comes down to your conscious awareness of the nature of God as the creative principle. And resting in that conscious awareness, the so-called powers of disease or death or lack or limitation will dissolve if you really have conscious awareness. And then living in that conscious awareness, well, as soon as you begin to understand the nature of God as one life, one being, one law, one cause, immediately is brought to your attention evidence which would contradict that oneness. All the material laws which appear to exist as against the one spiritual law. Disease as against the one spiritual life. Age and death as against eternality and immortality. But if you understand God as one, you will perceive that in the infinite nature of God, there could be no power to oppose God. So you have several angles in which you can approach this. You turn within. Father, what is the nature of creative principle? What does it mean? How does it work? Father, what is the nature of God as one? One law, one life, one being, one presence, one power. God, what is the nature of the creative principle that opens the flower, opens the lotus? What is that power? Father, what am I at my center? What am I as creative principle? He says there is nothing negative in God's nature. As you perceive the nature of God to be a continuous state of immortal, eternal, harmonious being, you will discover that all these so-called forces and powers of the world are not power. And then you will understand what the Master meant when he said, "Resist not evil." The resistance is what gives it its power. Do you see that? If you can rest in the conscious awareness of this creative principle flowing, you will dwell in the kingdom, the universe of God, the spiritual universe. And if you can resist not enter into battle with any of thing that is appearing, well, then you can bear witness to this creative principle opening as your life. When this reveals itself to you, never again will you appeal to God to overcome error in any form. Never will you turn to truth to overcome error. Never will you use right thinking to overcome wrong thinking. Never will you pray to God to heal disease. You will know that in the infinite nature of God's goodness, disease, sin, and fear do not exist as power. No, they exist as appearances. As so much smoke that you can blow upon with your awareness. In God's kingdom, in the spiritual universe, there is no such thing as truth over error, God over the devil, good over evil, right over wrong, spirit over matter. No such thing. There is only infinite, immortal, eternal God being, or infinite, immortal, eternal, creative principle flowing. If you can be made to fight or to look to God to overcome some form of activity, you will lose. In fact, if you can be made to look to God to overcome anything on earth, you will lose. Only in proportion as you realize that as in heaven, so on earth. God is infinite, and that the battle is not yours. Only in the attaining of that consciousness can you come into harmony. What consciousness? The consciousness of as in heaven, so on earth. The conscious awareness of the creative principle expressing where you are as you. But the moment that you can be tempted to fight a person, a disease, or a sin, you become engaged in a battle which in the end will destroy you. In and of itself, a problem has no power. But by imparting power to it, you then begin to react as if it had power. All right, so do you see how this works? He says here, a drastic change must take place in your individual consciousness so that you can look at evil, at sin, disease, war, poverty, and say, what is that to me? Thou couldst have no power over me unless it came from the creative principle of the universe, which is God. I am resting in one power. So there it is again, creative principle. That creative principle which opens the flower, which expresses as numbers, as music, as planets, as universe, as you. That silent, secret, creative principle, that is the nature of God. And it is the only power. And to come into an awareness of it, you must go within. And you must do what he says here. I am resting in one power. The only power is that creative principle. Everything else is a series of concepts which are man-made, mind-made. And the entire thing together, thrown together, is a universe of matter. It's a universe created by mind. We want that universe created by creative principle, by that invisible, silent, sacred, inner flowing. that opens the flower without damaging even a leaf. That power is the only power, and you can align yourself with it and bear witness as it lives. Well, I live, yet not I. Creative principle lives here. And all these other things, earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, tidal waves, concepts. But they look scary, so I'm afraid. I have fear. I throw up fear. I throw up anger. I throw up battle. War. And I make them powers. They don't have any. Only this creative principle has power. But I make these other things have power on my anger, on my fear. One condition after another will arise in your experience as long as you are fighting and resisting. But when you understand God as one power, you become convinced there is nothing to oppose him. Okay, but understanding God as one power doesn't mean you intellectually agree with this. It doesn't mean you sit down and say to yourself, oh yeah, you know, that makes sense. There's only one power. And then you walk outside and a meteor comes down and lands on your forehead. No, it means you sit in the silence, viewing through your spiritual discernment the invisible creative principle opening, operating, flowing. Then you know, then you can say, ah, okay. This is the only power, the creative principle, the Father within. Now, in that knowing, you have completed the drastic change in your individual consciousness. Now, the only way this can be proved, when the appearance of sin or disease, death or lack or limitation touches you, whether in your own experience or your friends or relatives, the only way this can be proved is to sit in an inner stillness and realize that God is infinite. Wait in quietness and in peace until an inner assurance comes. There are no gods beside me, no other powers, nothing for you to fear. Thou art my beloved child, and you feel the conscious awareness of the infinite creative principle called God. And you go, ah, thank you, Father. There is only one God. And the I in the midst of me is that one God. Infinite, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, the only power. There is no power besides the I that I am. that I, that I am, is immortal and eternal. Because of my oneness with the Father, the creative principle of the universe, my oneness with the I that I am, all the intelligence, the wisdom, all the life, spirituality, all the power, all the good, and all the grace of God are embodied within me. And so that creative principle maintains and sustains a spiritual universe with all the wisdom, intelligence, life, all the spirituality, power, all the good, and all the grace of God, which are embodied within me. To do spiritual healing, it is necessary to be able to look any form of sin or disease in the face with complete confidence. I see thee who thou art. I know thee who thou art. This is that appearance world. But if I'm still enough, if I am quiet enough, if I am silent, I may behold the spiritual universe, the infinite, omnipresent, creative principle moving, flowing, opening like a flower. I do not fear thee, and I will not battle thee. I will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Our devotion is to a God so infinite that besides him nothing exists to be wiped out or destroyed. Nothing exists which has power to limit, to hinder, or to prevent anyone who understands this principle from carrying on any rightful activity, since God in the midst of him is an all-knowing intelligence, a divine love, an infinity of power, the only creative principle in the entire universe. And so it behooves you to come into the conscious awareness of God as Father, the creative principle of the universe, and actually feel its flow. This is a drastic change from, okay, I've just been told that they're having a downturn and I've been laid off and I have no income. That's the appearance. I can't very well tell my landlord, I'm sorry, there's a spiritual principle which I'm going to practice, and this rent, this mortgage will be paid on time. Just be patient with me. I don't think they'll quite understand that. Well, I have to do something. Perhaps the first thing I can do is to remind myself, wait, what was that chapter I was just reading? One power. And so this downturn is not a power. This economy that is faltering is not a power. This nation that I live in is not a power. What then? What? Oh, I remember. The only power is the creative principle of the universe. but I have to have the conscious awareness of that creative principle flowing, opening, expressing. And that I can only do in a meditation, when spiritual discernment reveals it to me, and so I'm going to turn within. I drop this appearance. Father, creative principle, reveal thyself. Reveal the one power. Reveal grace. Let me stand still and see. God is the creative principle where I am. And then stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Not that the Lord is going to do something. Stand still and see that the spiritual universe is already created. Stand still and see the spiritual universe is maintained and sustained by the creative principle. The Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The creative principle was God. And we beheld its glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, the creative principle of the universe. Thy word is a law and a lamp unto my feet. In this principle is embodied not only the secret of healing, but the secret of harmony in your life. And you are now carried through life rhythmically as on a beam of light. All that is required of you, He performs. That He at the center of your being, that infinite invisible that works while you sleep, yes, this creative principle that works while you sleep, that infinite invisible that goes before you and prepares the place for you, making those you meet along the way receptive and responsive to the love expressing as you. Now, after persistent practice of this principle, you come to see that it is literally true. God is the infinity of being, the allness of being, and all the things the world is battling are not power at all. You look out on the world and behold, the world's appearance is dissolving as darkness dissolves before the light. Again, that creative principle that opens that rose is the same creative principle that when you are up real early in the morning and you're outside and dawn comes, it opens, doesn't it? That light opens very slowly, very gradually, silently. That's the creative principle you are witnessing. So, do you see that there must be a change in consciousness? Because it's only in this new consciousness that you can see the nature of God, which is the secret of the healing principle. In this new consciousness, this new Jerusalem, you will experience a new heaven and a new earth. Just as you were promised. And in this new heaven and this new earth, well, you will see, you will bear witness to the creative principle called The Father Within, as it reaches right up through you and paints a beautiful dawn and unfolds and reveals a valley of roses and appears as exactly the intelligence you need for any given task or any given test. If you are young and you're still in school, this intelligence will open as your intelligence when you sit down to take the test. It really will. I've had the experience. And to be honest, before the test, I was nervous and my throat was dry and I couldn't swallow too good. I knew that I didn't know all the answers. And I was frightened. What did I do? I went into there was a hillside that overlooked the school, and I went there and I sat down. And on that hillside, I reminded myself, wait a minute. This isn't up to me. Why are you taking over? Cut it out. There's a divine intelligence. I studied. I did my part. And now, divine intelligence, take over. You take the test. I stand aside and I bear witness to divine intelligence. And I went in and I sat down. He passed out the tests. I took up a pencil or pen, I don't remember which. I started the test, I finished it, I handed it in, and the following week when I returned, the professor passed them out, and mine had a big A on it. An A for all knowledge, all divine knowledge. This is a wonderful way to live. If we will only stop reverting to fearing and resisting, and if we will open up our awareness, our consciousness, to receive the conscious awareness of the nature of God, the creative principle, and then we will see the secret of healing is not getting God to do something. The secret of healing is making the change in consciousness from a mortal, fearing, battling consciousness to a divine child of God, resting in that creative principle and watching, waiting, bearing witness as it goes before me to live itself. Consciousness live itself. You don't live it, remember? Okay, I believe that's it for this week. We came to the end of the chapter, and I'm about done talking, except to say that I love you. This is one of the most wonderful times in my life, is this hour that I can stand aside and bear witness to the divine flowing forth. And these principles are the divine flowing forth, not my voice, not my ideas, not my delivery. No, these principles are the creative principle flowing forth for us all. Thank you.